think one of the things that people ask quite most often about is not throwing away the starter when they're refreshing their starter to bake with. And I'd heard recently from several sources that they had been making sourdough pancakes. So I've mixed up a batch here of sourdough alongside eggs, milk, a little bit of sugar, with some bicarbonate of soda and some cream of tartar. And the combination of the bicarbonate and soda and the tartar, cream of tartar, gives it a real lift. And the eggs are straight out from my chickens. I was wondering if I perhaps should have used one less egg, but now I've mixed this mixture up, I can see that it's actually working really well. It's a really thick batter. I mean, it's really thick. And I don't want it to stick to the pan, so I've used plenty of fat in there. And my favourite fat to use is actually ghee. I know ghee is most often used, really, in Indian cooking. But the joy with ghee is you get all that butteriness and you can get some heat behind it. So if you want really buttery pancakes, by using that little bit of ghee, it really accentuates that deliciousness. And I wouldn't say the sourdough in these is overpowering. They're not incredibly sour, even though half the mixture, over 50% of the mixture, is just leftover sourdough. So I'll be popping this recipe up on the site in the next few days. And I imagine that you could do this version, and I may well do this version, either sweet with about 75 grams of fair trade caster sugar, or it would equally work well as a savoury pancake, and you could put some really lovely scrambled eggs on there with some lightly smoked salmon. Really, they're very light and lovely. But in the meantime, I'm just going to flip this pancake over and sit down with a nice cup of coffee and enjoy these sweet sourdough pancakes.